This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style. At Maurice's, we're here to help you show up feeling your best, no matter what's on your calendar. Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got style that fits your life and your budget. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
Amanda Shaw now joins us on WWL. Good afternoon.
Going, Scoot?
Good. How are you? Glad you are back in town. You're maintaining your residence in Louisiana as well.
I am. Yes. Thank you. Thank you for reminding me and everybody. Yeah. No, I still have my place here, so I can't leave for too long. And of course, I'm so happy to be back here in New Orleans, and it's such an incredible week to be back here. There's a lot happening in the city right now with the anniversary and everything, you know?
Yeah, and you're part of this big concert tomorrow night with Irma Thomas, Kermit Ruffins, Amanda Shaw, Rockin' Doopsy Jr., who is your godfather, Ella Grace Francis, who we talked to yesterday, Sarah Jane McMahon, and the Rebirth Brass Band. And it's a benefit to help the charities that are still helping local families that even 20 years later still need help. And it's great that you're part of this.
No, it is. It's such a great concert. And, you know, it's, first of all, it's incredible to think it's been 20 years since Katrina happened. Like, so in some ways it feels like it just was yesterday. But I have to say, you know, this past week I've been reflecting a lot, and I am so proud of how far we've come as a city and as a community here. You know, a lot of things have changed, but you know, we're stronger for it, for the things that we've been through. And I know there's so many people out there. Everybody's got their Katrina story, but you know, it's nice to be able to reflect and see, you know, how far we've come together.
Amanda, you were really young during Katrina, really young. But you were also, at that age, you were already a performer. So, you know, let's talk about what Katrina meant to you. What memories do you have as a young girl of this storm that just so devastated our city?
Yeah, so I was 15. I had just turned 15. I was at Mount Carmel. I was a sophomore at Mount Carmel when it happened. I think the biggest memory I have is that hurricane on the bayou, which I know a lot of my fans know me and probably started following me, actually, you know, because of this film. And it was started being filmed before Katrina, and it was about what if a category 4 or 5 storm came up the mouth of the Mississippi. And the emphasis on the film was about, you know, Louisiana's coast, about the wetlands and the importance of our coast. And right in the middle of production, that's when Katrina happened, and they actually ended up documenting, you know, basically my entire Katrina experience. And that film became a documentary, you know, about me and several of the other, you know, musicians and other people in our community. And, you know, they actually captured, you know, my family and I seeing our house for the first time after Katrina, like all of that. And so that not only were my memories of those days, but Katrina actually, because of that film, became a big part of my story as an artist and in my career. So, you know, it's kind of crazy to think that something so awful could create something so beautiful for me, you know, and that I get to, you know, be a part of our wonderful music community now, and a piece of that I have to owe thanks to that film, because I traveled for, you know, a lot to promote that film. And, yeah, a lot of people started following me because of that film.
But Amanda, as you know, as a 15-year-old, you know, at 15, it's really easy to sometimes not take things as seriously as adults. And, you know, adults get all freaked out about things. And at 15, sometimes you don't take things seriously. But knowing you the way I know you personally, I know that there is a very introspective, there's a very pensive side of you. And I have a sense that at 15, you were taking this seriously.
You know, I think probably most people probably felt like, even probably young kids at that time probably could sense, just because of the anxiety and the absolute, I mean, the catastrophe that it was, you know, I think it would be pretty hard to not sense that. I'll say, you know, it was the first time a family had ever evacuated. We had never evacuated for a storm. Growing up as a kid, you know, hurricanes, you know, we just basically was like a slumber party, you know, until the lights went out. And then a couple days later, you'd go back to school. And so, you know, I think, you know, it was the first time we'd evacuated. And I think because of that, that definitely was, as a kid, the first time that you realize, like, whoa, you know, this is serious stuff. And then I think another thing that happened was, you know, this is prior to all the technology we have, but, you know, I remember, you know, my parents took us to go get something to eat, and this is the day after Katrina, we were in Texas, and the credit cards didn't work. And my parents looked at each other, and I think my parents had a total of maybe $200 or $300 cash on them. And that was it for a family of four. And you realize, oh my God, like, this is all we are. Like, yeah. Until we know, we don't even know what's going on. And, the community we were staying in had actually organized a box of food for our family. And you realize, you know, and that was another moment that you're like, we are refugees. We are the needy. And, it's humbling. And, you those things stick with you. And I think it makes you empathetic, because you never know what people are going through. And so kindness is such an important thing. I was so touched in that moment that, you know, that the community we had stayed in the couple weeks after Katrina, embraced us and, you know, felt the need to take care of me and my family and our, you know, our pets. And they took care of us.
You know, storms do define us, Amanda. And since you went through that, and since you realized that at that point, you're the refugee, you're the one that needs help. I mean, here's this 15-year-old who has been on stage and audiences are building, and you're building a reputation as early as 15. And suddenly you're kind of nothing except the person that you are, and you need help. So that stays with you. And as you go through life, when I'm sure when you do a benefit, when you do any kind of a concert that's a benefit for a charity, you think about those times in your life when you needed help.
You know, I think probably most people probably felt like, even probably young kids at that time probably could sense, just because of the anxiety and the absolute, I mean, the catastrophe that it was, you know, I think it would be pretty hard to not sense that. I'll say, you know, it was the first time a family had ever evacuated. We had never evacuated for a storm. Growing up as a kid, you know, hurricanes, you know, we just basically was like a slumber party, you know, until the lights went out. And then a couple days later, you'd go back to school. And so, you know, I think, you know, it was the first time we'd evacuated. And I think because of that, that definitely was, as a kid, the first time that you realize, like, whoa, you know, this is serious stuff. And then I think another thing that happened was, you know, this is prior to all the technology we have, but, you know, I remember, you know, my parents took us to go get something to eat, and this is the day after Katrina, we were in Texas, and the credit cards didn't work. And my parents looked at each other, and I think my parents had a total of maybe $200 or $300 cash on them. And that was it for a family of four. And you realize, oh my God, like, this is all we are. Like, yeah. Until we know, we don't even know what's going on. And, the community we were staying in had actually organized a box of food for our family. And you realize, you know, and that was another moment that you're like, we are refugees. We are the needy. And, it's humbling. And, you those things stick with you. And I think it makes you empathetic, because you never know what people are going through. And so kindness is such an important thing. I was so touched in that moment that, you know, that the community we had stayed in the couple weeks after Katrina, embraced us and, you know, felt the need to take care of me and my family and our, you know, our pets. And they took care of us.
You know, stories do define us, Amanda. And since you went through that, and since you realized that at that point, you're the refugee, you're the one that needs help. I mean, here's this 15-year-old who has been on stage and audiences are building, and you're building a reputation as early as 15. And suddenly you're kind of nothing except the person that you are, and you need help. So that stays with you. And as you go through life, when I'm sure when you do a benefit, when you do any kind of a concert that's a benefit for a charity, you think about those times in your life when you needed help.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And, you know, that's why, you know, so tomorrow night is a great concert. I'll be performing my new single Before Katrina tomorrow night. And I think because of those moments, you know, resilience is like, I feel like such an important part of like who I am as a person and professionally, because I feel like in the years that happened after Katrina, resilience became a big message that I feel like I grew up with in my late teens and in my early 20s. That was a big part of the messaging here, you know, here in the city and the state. And it's because we had each other. We rebuilt together as a community here, and we had each other's back, and we all did get through it. And that resilience, and I love the feeling of the idea of resilience, because it acknowledges that something bad has happened, but the emphasis is about the word is that you did get through it, you know, and we're stronger for those things that we go through. And I wanted to write the song Before Katrina to kind of express that and to talk about that.
Well, let's sample a bit of that song right now, and then we'll come back and talk more about it. So here is Amanda Shaw's new single. It's available. This is Before Katrina. Amanda Shaw, who was 15 years old when Katrina hit New Orleans.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Your life isn't one size fits all. Every day brings something different. Your style should too. At Maurices, we make it easy to show up feeling comfortable, confident, and completely you. Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look your best. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got styles that fit your life and your budget. Fashion made for real-life moments. Maurices.
Amanda, when you were writing this song, it seems like in some ways you might have had a lot of these thoughts that had been held up inside of you all this time. And was it easy to write this song?
I really wanted to write it from the perspective of heartbreak, you know, because I didn't want to write a Katrina song because that was too on the nose. And I think that most people probably have been through heartbreak, at least one heartbreak in their life, you know, that didn't affect them. And yeah, it's, you know, you have to, whenever you write, you have to write from an authentic place, and you have to be able to dig, you know, deep, and, you know, and to be able to express those feelings. So yeah, you know, I wanted to make sure that it reflected my feelings from, you know, Katrina, my feelings about, you know, things I've been through in my own life. And, you know, to me, some of the lines where, you know, in the chorus, it talks about the, you know, nothing but the memories are gone. You know, one thing I thought about is how, you know, in Katrina, we lost a lot of our baby photos and things like that. A lot of people lost, you know, photos and things because we didn't have cell phones and social media like we do today. So, you know, things like that inspired me to really, you know, to put that down on paper.
Since everything had been shut down because of Katrina, Do you remember your first gig after Katrina? The first gig that you did, and how did that feel? And what was the audience like?
Man, I think there's two things that we did right after Katrina. The first, I believe, was the St. Edward Confessor Fair. I still have fans of mine that come up to me and they're like, I was at that show. Because the city was still so, I don't know even the right word, but not really real. Like, life was still not real, you know? And, I remember it's the Cachon delay, and, you know, they pulled it together to have the Cachon delay. I think people were excited to have like an experience to come together. It made us feel as a community like ourselves, because that's who we are. Like, we love to come together with food and music. And I think we played the stage was like, it was just like everything was put together, like, you know. And I think, you know, my drummer Mike, I know he had lost a lot of his drums and things like that, and, you know, I know that members of the music community were helping each other replace instruments and things at the time. And so it was a hard time, but it also was good to do something that made us feel, you know, normal. And I think the other thing we did not long after that was we did, for a little while, we did a weekly series at the Howlin' Wolf downtown. And there would be jambalaya, and only like, I remember, like, I think like not even like all the lights or anything where everything were working. Like, it was like such a, like, the door, I remember like the doors even being open, I think, to like, you know, let air in, but people would come out, and I think, you know, people would come out and dance. And I think just to let loose for a couple of hours. But those are my two biggest memories. But the St. Edward Confessor Fair, there are so many fans that still come up to me and they'll be like, I was at that show. And I think, cause it was such an event that happened in the neighborhood, you know, because like the first thing that had happened, you know, where we came together, you know, for food and music.
Well, the first concert that people went to, their first concert after Katrina, is a very memorable event, because it was sort of like a dimension of life coming back to New Orleans.
Yeah, I and sometimes it's just like, and again, whether it's Katrina or like moving to a new town or starting a new job and you have a new routine, and sometimes doing those small things that, you know, they might seem insignificant, but they make you feel like you, you know, whether it's going to that coffee place or, you know, making your lunch or whatever it is, you know, doing your skincare, you know, that's a me thing. But sometimes those little things, they seem small, but it's important to do them, especially in the hard times when we don't feel like doing them, because they kind of help bring us back to life. So yeah, of course, like going to a concert after Katrina could be such a memorable thing, and how special it is to now, 20 years later, look back and be like, I was there. And yeah, and you make friends sometimes that way, because they'll be like, oh, I was there too. And you share your memories together. And it's a great way to actually connect, even though there was grief.
And you got to love everybody who, in the middle of this total destruction, they're still worried about their skincare products and taking care of their skin, you know?
Well, hey. I don't know if at 15 I was worried about skincare, but I'm just saying nowadays, like, that might be something I would do on a bad day, is do a nice little face mask and watch a good, you know, movie or something.
You know, I can actually relate to that. You know, one thing I admire about you is what I admire about Taylor Swift. And you know, so many performers don't write their own songs. Taylor Swift writes her own songs. You write your own songs. And that's such an admirable thing. And you have for so long. And I don't know that people give you the credit you deserve for the songwriter that you are. And this song Before Katrina is so relatable, and so many people just hear things in this song that remind them of just the devastation, but also remind them of the comeback and who we are as a city today.
Thank you so much for saying that. I do take a lot of pride in my songwriting, and I, you know, it is a big piece of you know, what I do and how I express who I am. So thank you so much for saying that. And of course, I love sharing my songs, and it means so much to me whenever people come up to me and they say, oh, I love that song of yours, you know. So I'm so glad. And, you know, this song, Before Katrina, it just came out a few days ago, and it's already received so much love. I've received so many messages from people, and it means so much to me. So I appreciate everybody who has listened to it and is loving it as much as I am. And I'm so glad that it's out in the world for everyone to enjoy and love.
Okay, and you're going to play it tomorrow night. I'll see you tomorrow night at the Waves of Grace Remembering Katrina Concert live at the Orpheum. Doors open at 6 and the show starts at 7. You can get tickets at Ticketmaster.com. 100% of the proceeds, actually, they're just taking care of a few expenses. But other than that, all of the proceeds are going to help charities that are still helping people. And Irma Thomas and Kermit Ruffins and Amanda Shaw, Rockin' Doopsie Jr., and others will be there. It's going to be a fun night. I'll see you tomorrow night. And let's go to break with a little bit more of Before Katrina with Amanda Shaw. And it's always great to talk to you, and I'll see you tomorrow night.
I'll see you tomorrow.
All right. All right, Amanda. Have a good day.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.